125 years ago, June 3, 1899. Fire drill. The fire company were called out by Chief Burr on Wednesday evening and a prompt response was made by the fire brigade. It required only 1 minute and a half from the time the alarm was given until a full stream from the hydrant a block away was turned on. Practice of the kind will, we understand, be indulged in weekly hereafter. Electric light. Water in the Bonaparte is down several feet below its mark of last week. The dam is in good condition, although a smaller dam near Cache Creek was, we believe, washed away. The electric light system works perfectly in town and gives very satisfactory light. For the convenience of some business houses, it should be turned on a little earlier on cloudy evenings. 100 years ago, May 31, 1924. Empire Day school picnic. Sports at Dooring Ranch, very enjoyable affair. After a refreshing shower of rain, the first in many months, which settled the dust and drowned all the mosquitoes, the afternoon of the 24th came out lovely on the Bonaparte and filled the hearts of the school picnic party with exceeding great joy. At first, when the irreverent rain poured, human nature was seen in many of its phases. It was an opportunity to observe the various degrees to which men, women, and children can adjust themselves. There were some, like Christian in the Pilgrim's Progress, who were sorely tempted to turn back, others were just as determined to go forward. There were pessimists, optimists, fatalists, humorists. But when the sky cleared and the weather broke, they were all of one mind and every face began to beam with beautiful sunshine. The sports equaled any of their kind ever held in Ashcroft or vicinity, and everyone expressed themselves delighted with the outcome. The manner in which the children expressed themselves cannot be expressed in mere words. Board of Trade. The Board of Trade interviewed Dr. McLean yesterday re. the matter of returning the government agent to Ashcroft, new courthouse, water protection for the bridge, oiling of the main street, and other vital things. The doctor has promised to look into such matters as they affect Ashcroft. 75 years ago, June 2, 1949. Ashcroft to drink raw milk. A survey was held in Ashcroft recently to determine the wishes of the people in regard to pasteurized milk, and the following results were obtained. 85 showed a preference for raw milk. 38 customers wanted pasteurized milk. Thus, 123 forms were returned out of approximately 129. It is not known whether the increased cost of pasteurized milk over raw milk was the reason why so many customers preferred the raw milk, or whether they just prefer raw milk. Gateway Hotel being remodeled. Gateway Hotel, formerly Ashcroft Hotel, is being all remodeled. Work commenced several weeks ago on the huge remodeling job, and when finished it will be one of the most attractive hotels in the interior. The present alterations include the lobby, which will be turned into a men's beer parlor, and the old dining room turned into a ladies' beer parlor. The beer parlor and lobby will be soundproofed. 3 rooms will be installed with private baths and 6 or 8 rooms will have semi-private baths, and to add further to modern sanitation there will be 2 public bathrooms and 2 public restrooms on the ground floor. Loon Lake Road. A bulldozer is busy on the Loon Lake Road getting it back in travel condition. This road was washed out by Loon Creek and the Bonaparte River, and residents up Loon Lake have been isolated since early May. Moose visits Wallachin. Wallachin had a very unusual visitor one afternoon of last week, when a cow moose came walking into town. It had apparently crossed the river and came up from the CN railway, then, probably after being chased by dogs, went down the hill again and swam over to the other side, where it lay resting under the steep bank all afternoon. 2 of the bolder spirits went round the road by car and came down close to where it was, hoping to get a picture, but it took to the river again, floating down till it came to a level landing where it disappeared among the trees. The animal appeared to be in poor condition. 50 years ago, May 30, 1974. Ashcroft and District Stampede Association. The Stampede Association is concerned about the many raffles competing with the Ashcroft and District Stampede Queens raffle. We realize it is within any organization's right to hold a legal raffle at any time. However, we would appreciate the cooperation of all organizations in completing any future raffles by April. We feel it is to our mutual benefit to avoid conflicting raffles during this district's largest tourist attraction. Soapbox Derby. Vancouver Island Jaycees sponsored a soapbox derby on May 26. The Ashcroft Soapbox Club entered 5 boys in the race, in which 4 of them brought home prizes. Joss Satt won a $250 Canada Savings Bond and the Grand Challenge Cup, while his brother Mike won a bicycle. Dale Sharkey and Murray Kane won cups. Congratulations to the newly formed Soapbox Club of Ashcroft. Loon Lake News. Word has been received from the postal authorities that residents of Loon Lake will receive mail 3 times a week Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays commencing June 1. Wallachian Water Woes. While everyone else in British Columbia fears high water and flooding, Wallachian dreads the usual water shortage due to neglected and clogged water pipes. There is seemingly no hope of repairs to the functioning Mickey Mouse line because the paraphernalia and pretty blue pipes on the hillside have to be paid for. There is a loan, quite a large one, that must be met, and no money seemingly will be available for repairs to the working, existing line for 25 years because the loan, regardless of water available, must be paid. Our new blue line is in no danger of wearing out, because it remains innocent of water, having no contact with the water source nor destination at this end. It is a very interesting water system, actually.